You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Now, the Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Phyllis brings a unique and down-to-earth style with her Common Sense Psychic readings and spiritual dialogue with callers and guests. Here's your host for the Common Sense Psychic on TalkZone.com, Phyllis King.
Yes, good morning or a good afternoon, wherever you're hearing this program from in Talk Zone land. I am Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic, and I welcome you again to the program. And I will be taking your calls this hour, so if you are so brave to have your question answered on the air, or if you'd like to participate in some conversation, I'd love to hear from you. And the number, if you'd like to get on the air, is 888-463-6748. The number is 888-463-6748. So go ahead, give a call. I'd be happy to look at your energy. Love, love, love to do it. It's my passion. It's fun. And it's the best way to talk about spiritual dialogue, in my never so humble opinion. And how it works, if you want to have your question answered on the air, is it really needs to be in the form of a question. You kind of light up like a Christmas tree when you say a specific question. But if you call me and ask for a general reading, then that takes some time. That's what I do off the air in my personal practice. And again, if you'd like to reach me off the air, you can visit my website at phyllisking.net or email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net. So again, the number 888-463-6748. Couple things before we get into the meat of the program here is that next week, next Tuesday, July 29th, I'll be visiting my home station, KEST, Seeing Beyond, from 8 to 9. I'll be very happy to be back there talking to all my San Francisco folks. So please tune into that if you'd like. For those of you who are not on the West Coast, then you can always listen to the podcast afterwards. But that would be a lot of fun for me. I haven't been back there in some time. So let's see. And the other thing is, for those of you who participated in the Past Life Regression Workshop last weekend, that was a fabulous event. And I knew it would be. It's such amazing technology. And those of you who in the Bay Area who went to that, you know that it was something special and unique. And I thank you all for participating in that. It was really great. And looking forward to doing more of those in the fall, because as you saw, doing a one-day intensive is quite intensive. That's why we call it the intensive. So one of the things I've talked about all year, and mainly the folks in the Bay Area who have been my audience, how I've talked about this Roto-Rooter energy started really in January, almost January 1, where this really potent, powerful stuff, and you know, I call it the Roto-Rooter energy, just has been sweeping through our lives, sort of like the depths of despair to the heights of ecstasy, and these really spikes in our energy, up and down, and these events. But the best part is that it's been fast moving. But I think we've all felt that in all areas of our lives. So I'm just noticing that we're starting to see the tail end of that really intense pattern. And the last 4 months of the year, I think we're going to see a lot more ease with what's been happening in this Roto-Rooter energy. So for those of you who have been experiencing that and have experiences to share, I'd like to hear about that when you do call up. I'd like to hear your experience with the Roto-Rooter and where we're going from there and what it looks like at the end of the year. And then, of course, in 2009, the energy just looks much more stable and comfortable. Not that we aren't going to experience a few spikes here and there, but it just looks much more stable and a little more slow moving, so we don't have to quite deal with so much stuff. And the other thing, another thing I kind of like to talk to you guys about, in addition to your questions, of course, has to do with some certain concepts that I keep coming over in my practice when people call me. They'll be going through something in terms of a big emotional situation or something, and they get real stuck on what's happening. with this emotion, and they go so far into the emotion they lose sight of the big picture in their life. And I think one of the things that happens a lot is that we think that happiness and comfort are the only emotions and the only experiences worth having. And when we get out, we don't have that happiness, we get out of that happiness field, that comfort field, then we think something's terribly wrong, that there's something wrong with us or something wrong with our lives, and that somehow we're doing something wrong. So that's really a judgment that a lot of people hold in their space about that life needs to look a certain way for it to be valid, for it to be real, and for it to have some type of meaning. So I'm really interested to hear what people have to say about that in terms of the comfort and the happiness and how you learn to reframe situations so that you see the value no matter what it is you're going through. Because when it all comes down to it, we're co-creators in our life. We have a spiritual essence that is the truth of who we are. That we come from Source, we're part of Source, and we need to remain conscious that that is part of our experience, that that is the truth, that is the reality of life. And we have to stay conscious of that awareness no matter what we're going through if we want to have positive events or create more of the life we want. And there are unconscious levels that, you know, we can't always be in control of. But, you know, a lot of times stuff will come up that's powerful emotionally or whatnot because we're trying to heal ourselves in some way. We're trying to elevate our awareness. I just see this often in my practice, and I do a lot of reminding people of the truth of what they are. And I feel like I just validate a lot. I validate people a lot. And so I'm really interested to hear what people think of in terms of that. So let's see, before I get too much into this dialogue, again, if you'd like to have your question answered on the air, and I'd love to hear from you, it's 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. Yes, and the other thing I think it might be fun to talk about today is I have my new book coming out August 2nd, and it's the second edition of my Psychic Perspective series, and it's a Psychic Perspective, 10 Steps to More Love, Wealth, and Personal Happiness, and it has a 30-day plan to jumpstart your life. And part of the reason I put that 30-day plan in there is that I also, in my practice, I see a lot of people who really just can't take that first step. It's almost like when you're trying to get an exercise program going or something, and you just need to break the inertia. So I thought I would just do something kind of novel and just put it out there in terms of this is what you do on day one, this is what you do in the afternoon, this is what you do in the evening, and these are the components you want to include in your life on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. And I chose the 30 days because that's really how long it takes to implement a new thought pattern and to sort of dissipate the energy from the existing thought pattern. And that's not something that I made up. That's something that has been proven and uncovered by people much, much, much braver and stronger than I. So I've just learned that over the years. And so I chose that number and it really works. It's amazing. And one thing I'm going to do with that book is if you go through this 30-day process, then you will get a free 15-minute validation reading for me and we'll get you going on the next step. So I just want to let you know about that. And the book will be available August 2nd. And for more information, you can go to my website, of course, which is phyllisking.net. Or, of course, you can always email me if you'd like to get me off the air at phyllis@phyllisking.net. So I thought it might be fun to kind of start going over some of the 10 steps, just to give you a sampling of what is in that part of the book. And there's no particular order I'm going to go in here. I'm just picking one of the 10. But one of the most important things that I think people get stuck on is the resistance factor. And so one of the steps I talk about is resist nothing. That we really need to learn to go with the flow and learn to reframe our circumstances in some way to give it a positive twist. We have to turn ourselves toward the positive polarity. And the trick is really to constantly reframe, just reframe the circumstance, reframe the situation, and have it look like, so you can understand that this is a learning experience of some sort. You have to ask yourself, what is there for me to learn in this situation? Am I being honest with myself? Is there anything else I can do to help my situation? Have I or am I resisting a truth about myself or someone else? And, or what can I do to make myself more comfortable while I'm in an uncomfortable space? So it's really staying engaged with the process that's happening to you, not being overly concerned about happiness or comfort if something uncomfortable is happening, and seeing what you can learn out of the situation. So, the resistance. And I'd like to hear from you guys about resistance and how that plays a role in your life, if you'd like to comment on that. So we have a couple things we can talk about in a real meaningful way. Let's see. Let me talk to Jenny for a moment. Looks like she's waiting on the line for a question. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Phyllis.
How are you doing today? Welcome to the program.
Yes. I actually talked to you a couple weeks ago about selling a house.
Uh-huh.
And then today I want to ask you about purchasing a house. It's all related to housing. I was wondering if you see us purchasing a house in the next few years and where it would be.
I think you will definitely purchase a new... Now, you're looking for a primary residence or a vacation home or both?
A larger primary residence.
Okay. You know, I think that you can move... Or very soon if you like as soon as a fall of this year if you like. I think I remember talking to you about that you might have to take less than you want right now. So yes. If you can wait it out, that's fine, but I think you can also move it this year. Now if you choose not to, that's a whole nother set of energy to look at because you have some options there. You know, it's funny because I see interesting, but it looks like your energy resonates more with anything in the North Bay if you want to stay in Northern California. You're California, yes?
Yes. We're actually in the Tri-Valley area of California now, and we want to stay here. So
okay.
I was wondering if you'd
I like you in the North Bay. I'm just going to say it because I just say what the energy says to me. I would just make sure that you're in some place where the building is facing north, or you're in sort of pointed in that direction or something of that sort. But I guess I like the energy of Danville for you. I mean, I even still like the energy. Are you Pleasanton?
Yes, we're Pleasanton now.
I still like Pleasanton, but I think I like Danville better for you, or even more towards Walnut Creek. But, you know, if you're going to stay in this area, just go with what feels right for you if you're not going to go toward the North Bay. But I really like the North Bay for you just because every part of the planet, each city, whatever, it all has a certain energy to it. And, you know, things tend to go in a certain way when we're in affinity with the energy. Not that you're going to have a problem. I don't want to make it a problem, but that's just what I see on that front.
Okay, and I guess you're saying that as early as fall of this year, it could be possible?
Yeah, it looks like mid-October, and that's if you're willing to be really willing to negotiate and work through the price issue. So it's really about how badly do you want to go?
Oh, I guess the issue is that the property I asked about a couple weeks ago is a rental property, so it has nothing to do with whether we move.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're actually looking just to purchase a larger place, and I was just wondering, if you see it in the near future or within the next 3 years or something like that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. There's a lot of movement in your space altogether, regardless if it's the rental property you want to sell or not. There's a lot of movement in your space, and I think it will happen far sooner than 3 years.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Have a nice day.
Can I ask another question, or are you?
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm here. You're here.
Oh, thank you, Phyllis. I was just wondering if you see pregnancy happening soon.
Well, it's interesting. I see a child in your life, but it doesn't look like you're going to get the answers on that until at least April, May of next year. And it may come through pregnancy, but I'm not convinced. It looks like there's two different ways it could potentially come. So I don't know what options you've been weighing, but it looks like you'll figure that out. You'll either become pregnant around April of next year, or you will figure out your options for how to make it happen, and you'll be on the track. So there's a lot of energy in there, of course. It's all energy. So if you want to speed it up, I mean, do you do any meditation or visualization?
Yes, I do meditation.
Okay, good. Well, just in that meditation space, just see yourself releasing any energy that comes in between you and your answer in terms of pregnancy versus option two. And, you know, it really doesn't matter how that person gets to you. I mean, and because from everything I know and have been taught, the essence doesn't even come into the body until somewhere around the eighth month. So, you know, you have options there. And, the being comes to you that's supposed to come to you. And, you know, the agreement is made spiritually, not physically. So
right. There's
just a lot of information about that. And, you know, I totally understand how we get attached to the physical process and what that can mean. And I don't want to negate the physical process by any stretch, but you'll get your answer in April next year.
So we'll get our answer, or we'll actually have a child by then?
You'll get your answer.
Okay.
And then the child will come right after, you know, you'll get in the process of either being pregnant or going on to the next step to make that happen.
There's a child
coming for you. You're going to be a mom, not to worry. So don't worry about it so much. It'll happen for you. I know when you're waiting for it to happen, it just seems like it'll never happen, but it will happen.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Phyllis.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Well, that's interesting stuff. I mean, Jenny's a kind of a really great example of someone who is amazingly sensitive and really smart and has it all together. But kind of, you know, we forget about energy, and we forget we're part of the energetic process. And it really is all just energy. And to just kind of keep reframing things and get through the discomfort, get through those feelings that aren't necessarily happy and feel great in the body, so that we can remain conscious and present in our process. And, you know, Jenny's doing a really great job, and she's kind of a wonderful example of someone trying to co-create and stay present. And it's a challenge. I'm not saying it's always easy, but it's certainly worth it to keep after it. And it's not even always easy for me, and I do this every single day of my life. So there you go. All right. Again, if you'd like to have your question answered on the air or contribute in the conversation in some way, I would love to hear from you. The number is 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. And it's funny. It's 888, go for it. I mean, what could be more inviting than go for it? I mean, good heavens. So let's see. One more time with the number so I can get it right. 888-463-6748. Or if you would like to have your question answered off the air, you can certainly email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net or visit my website at phyllisking.net. So I think we're going to take a quick break here and listen to some fabulous sponsors, and I'll be right back after this.